This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live, and you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so you can join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And TJ, you were just telling us about the Tor anonymizing system for the internet. People who aren't familiar, if you want to learn more about it, there's a great article on Wikipedia, and I'm sure other places as well that'll explain it to you and how it works. But it's for years now been doing a pretty good job of protecting people's anonymity online. People who need to use various different services without revealing who they are. There are a lot of reasons why people would use Tor. And you can try it out by using the Tor browser bundle, which you can download from the Tor
Torproject.org, correct?
Torproject.org, and that'll get you started. And then there's like directory sites that show you all kinds of different things that are available on Tor, all the way from the questionable to the legitimate. And it's an interesting world, and there's a lot to explore there. But one of the things that we were getting into was the darknet markets, as they're called. And as you pointed out, you don't like the term darknet.
Yes, because that sounds sinister
and
they're hidden. And I mean, dark, you know, like, oh, there's shots, you have to shine a spotlight on them. And I said, well, you can access them. Like, anybody can go out there
and
look at them right now. It's just you can't tell where in the world their web server is.
Correct.
And so that allows people to sell things that otherwise couldn't be sold because the police could come and stop them. But, and this is the thing I like to point out, suppose the government of Iran disapproves of your anti-government message. Well, the government of Iran can't shut that down either. I mean, nobody can shut Tor down because it's all volunteer computers volunteering their thing. And it's this essence of not being able to shut it down, not being able to tell where it's located, who's accessing it. It's kind of like putting a big flyer up in the middle of town square that nobody can cover up or paint over.
Now, you said at one point that you were running an exit node.
Yes, I was.
And it's my understanding that of the nodes on Tor, there are different types.
Yeah.
The exit node is where the traffic that's going to the regular internet, because on Tor you can access hidden sites and you can access the regular internet.
Yeah.
And so when someone wants to go to a regular internet site, they have to exit Tor at one of these exit nodes.
That
puts you at risk, right? Like,
well,
that's a risky thing to do
because
that's your internet connection under TJ's name that is going and accessing who knows what.
Yes.
You know, in some cases, it could be illegal. Legal things that those people are accessing, which means that if the federal government is, you know, looking for that information, they may be monitoring that location, and then they'll come back to TJ and say, TJ, it looks like
you've been accessing
kitty
porn, or you know, like actually that has happened.
Even though it wasn't you.
Yes, correct. There have been a few cases. So one high school student sent a bomb threat to the police department, threatening to blow up his school
through
Tor, and the police bust down some grandma's house that she didn't know she was running Tor because her grandson was running Tor.
Not the same kid.
Yeah, not the same kid. Some different person. And one computer expert in Germany, he had his whole house raided because allegedly they traced some child pornography downloads to his computer, but it actually turned out he was running a Tor node.
And but does that get you out of it? I mean, what has happened with those cases?
Usually it's a pretty straightforward matter. They seize your computer. They see, oh, there's no child pornography on your computer, and oh, you are running a Tor node. And by the way, so they, I mean, outside of the damage to the door, most of the cases are dismissed. I mean, but you're talking out of...
And you lose your computer for a year or whatever, right?
Well, here's my way of looking at it. Since I am a mathematician and computer engineer, there are about 6,000 volunteers running the Tor network right now.
Okay.
And out of that, in all the time it's been running, I can think of less than 10 cases where someone has been falsely or wrongly accused...
for the exit nodes?
For being an exit node. So you figure, like...
How many exit nodes are there? Do you know
6,000 or so.
Oh, okay. So there's more nodes that are not exit nodes, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you have three kinds of nodes. Entry nodes, that's where you are wanting to browse the internet. You connect to the Tor network, and it's your first step. You have a middle node, And so, and you have an exit node. And so the entry node talks to the middle node, the middle node talks to the exit node talks to the internet. And the reason this is important is that it takes at least two people to figure out who you are. So the entry node only knows you, and it knows you're talking to the middle node. The middle node only knows that the entry node is talking to the exit node, and the exit node only knows that the middle node is talking to some website on the internet.
Couldn't the feds run an entry node and figure out who all those people are or what they want to do?
They could figure out, if they're running an entry node, they could figure out who's connecting to Tor, but they couldn't figure out where the traffic's going because it's going to some middle node. And it's getting mixed at every step of the way.
So they don't know the request. They don't know what the requests are that they're passing.
Yeah,
along.
In order to break the full communication path, you would have to control all three nodes.
I see.
You know, there's a couple of mathematical things. This is a lot of theoretical research that we go into.
Detailed.
We don't want to get too detailed. Well, it'd be kind of boring, but
right.
It's like a bunch of nerds get together, get a few beers, we start talking about communication transient attacks and entry guard attacks, and we get really deep into it.
I say God bless those nerds. I thank them so much for the hard work that
and
they're
Bitcoin,
doing.
And Bitcoin, you know, like, yeah, you look at Bitcoin.
Well, that's where I want to go next with this is Bitcoin, because it ties into these underground marketplace websites. But first, let's go to Chris. He is in New Jersey, I'm sorry to say. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. I just kind of wanted to mention and bring up the fact that the reason why Torsion Services isn't working, and it's not working so well. And yeah, it was because of the researchers found some the way they went about it was sort of malicious. But the ethics of it, they should have revealed the flaws to the Tor.
You're talking, just to clarify, you're talking about Carnegie Mellon University. They were paid over $1 million by the FBI for their work in cracking some of the anonymity of Tor. That's what you're referring to.
Right, exactly. And some of the reasons that they were able to do this comes down to the fact that the Tor project has not been able to work on improving the Torsion Services. It's always been a weak spot as far as Tor is concerned. And part of the reason for that is because they get their funding from various sources, but those sources don't necessarily have an interest in Torsion Services. They have an interest in other aspects of Tor. For example, maybe it's a dissident group or something that this other organization is trying to improve support for anonymity and so forth. That doesn't necessarily those particular people don't necessarily need hidden services because they can set up a site in the United States. So what they're more interested in is their anonymity of the people using Tor as end users. So this is basically part of the problem. And what we need to do is we need to get people to basically contribute, and other people and entities who may have more of an interest in Tor hidden services. One of the things the Tor project has been trying to do and is going to be doing a big push for soon is to diversify their funding so that it's not all coming from a small set of sources. So one of the issues.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now,
important.
Yeah. By the way, I've given my $100 this year, so you know, don't turn the guilt screws on me, sir.
No, I'm not trying to turn the guilt screws on
no,
you.
No, he's talking about.
I was just joking, sir. Yeah.
Good. Anybody, I'd love to turn the guilt screws on anybody who's not currently participating or contributing in some way, but nonetheless.
Especially if they're using Tor, like if they're going to some Silk Road type marketplace and buying stuff and they're not contributing
and
to Tor,
from it.
So they're benefiting and they're not paying in, those people are leeches. And so those people need to kick 100.
You've guilted me into it. What I did with Tor, but...
you're not saying what you did with Tor, but you've used Tor, and it helped you, and you did not donate to these people to help run their bandwidth and their servers and write this code.
I have actually run a Tor node for a short period of time.
Okay, so that's a little... You're not a complete...
What about this argument? If you just use Tor, you're contributing.
No, you're not.
Adding more traffic.
Not contributing because you're not you're taking the resources from the network. You're not adding to it. If you're running a node,
the more
then
people
you're adding
on the network,
it.
Though, the more anonymous it is.
Not the end users.
You could kind of make that. That's kind of a weak argument. That's
you're
isn't that
sort
what
of,
the DOT?
Sort of, right? there is some sort of logic in there. The more users there are, the more anonymous it is.
I get what you're saying, like a busy road or something like that.
We're also slowing the network down. So
yeah, that's true. Although I've noticed that over the years, I think there's more participants because Tor has gotten a lot faster over the years. Thanks, Chris, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. So Bitcoin. This ties into this conversation, especially when it comes to the darknet marketplaces, because Bitcoin is sort of the currency of choice for these underground markets. I think I should use underground markets instead. But is it only for crooks and cheats? We'll look into that on Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-505-6991. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-505-6991. That's 1-800-505-6991. 1-800-505-6991.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You join us on Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. If you want to comment on Tor, the anonymizing system for the internet, or perhaps the underground marketplaces that exist on Tor, like the most infamous of them, the Silk Road. There's like a Silk Road 3 right now, but I don't think anybody in their right mind would trust the Silk Road brand at this point, given that it had been infiltrated by federal agents as of Silk Road 1, and then from the very beginning of Silk Road 2, the same agent that infiltrated the first Silk Road was there to found the second one, and so the third one, I don't think anyone...
Well, I've already got the trademark for Silk Roads 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Do
so,
you know?
Yeah. I can set those up. I
mean, do they have trademarks for onion sites? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, whoever can create the SSL certificate, so that's what's so great about it, is how do you know you're talking to the real Silk Road website as opposed to a fake? And that was a beautiful math problem they solved that I will not go into this radio show. We're not geeky enough here.
No doubt. Maybe you should have like a geeky show, TJ. You're pretty good at doing this talk radio.
Yeah, it would be kind of interesting.
So Foundation for Economic Education has a piece here that is addressing a question. Is Bitcoin only for crooks and cheats? Because not only do you have the issue with the underground marketplaces using Bitcoin, and that, you know, sort of in some people's eyes makes Bitcoin look bad. Now there are headlines that ISIS is using Bitcoin.
Uh-oh. So, that didn't take long.
I'm sure ISIS is using U.S. dollars, too.
You're damn right they're using all kinds of other currency, whatever currency they can get their hands
on. They're using cars and TVs and computers. And
yeah, they
had
Toyota trucks, apparently.
I saw a thing that criminals were using Tide laundry detergent, so, you know, we got to ban that.
That would make a fun commercial. I bet someone's already done it, though.
The number one preferred brand of terrorists around the world, Toyota.
Right. To take clips of things blowing up and terrorists driving around in Toyotas. By the way, I really enjoyed my Toyotas that I've owned. I think they're fine cars. So, is Bitcoin only for crooks and cheats? This is a story from William Luther at FEE.org. It isn't every day that University of Chicago economists Eugene Fama and Richard Thaler see eye to eye. Fama, who won the Nobel Prize in 2013, is one of the best-known proponents of the efficient market hypothesis. Thaler, in contrast, champions behavioral economics. Indeed, Thaler spends a great deal of time criticizing the efficient market hypothesis in his recent book, Misbehaving. Both economists, however, seem to be on the same side when it comes to Bitcoin. Commenting on Fama's recent interview with the Bitcoin Uncensored podcast, Thaler tweets, quote, "I must say I agree with Fama here. Only value of Bitcoin seems to be crooks and tax cheats. Negative social value." Fama and Thaler are not alone. Many regulators worry that absent sufficient government oversight, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin will be used to conduct illegal transactions and transfers on a massive scale. For example, Senator Joe Manchin has claimed that the, quote, "clear ends of Bitcoin are for either transacting in illegal goods and services or speculative gambling," unquote. Likewise, Senator Charles Schumer.
But I was like, where's Chucky Boy?
Has described Bitcoin as a, quote, "online form of money laundering," unquote. Some have even warned that Bitcoin might be used to fund terrorism. Like Fama and Thaler, many people outside the Bitcoin community seem to believe that Bitcoin is basically for criminals.
Wait a second. Now, I think Bitcoin adds to the efficiency of the market. I mean, like, if you try to go set up a bank account, it's such a hassle. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just all kinds of inefficiencies that the regulated system has.
Well, when you set up a Bitcoin account, it says the thing that takes the longest with starting a Bitcoin wallet is downloading the software.
Right.
That's what takes the longest period of time. You download the software, it installs, you open it, you usually are asked to set a passcode on most of them, like a 4-digit code, and that's it. You have your Bitcoin wallet, you can start receiving and sending Bitcoin.
I mean, like I had a bank account, even though I had money in it, they said, well, due to inactivity, we've closed it. So, I mean, it's like, okay, you know, it's just like all these little annoying things. Now I got to go to the bank and sit there an hour and, you know, reopen it. And, oh, it has to be a new number. And it's just a bunch of nonsense.
And my other little favorite thing is, say you get a paycheck or something, $2,000. They're like, well, we can only give you $100 today. You got to wait 7 business days before the entire amount clears. And I'm like, you know, the wonderful thing about Bitcoin, in 10 minutes, your transaction is cleared. It can be anywhere in the world. There's no dollar limit. So, I mean, good luck trying to take $10,000 of U.S. currency through customs into Canada. That would be lucky if they'll bend you over, give you an x-ray. Like, why do you have all this money? It's like, none of your business why I have all this money. I'm on a vacation. Maybe I'm just paying in cash, but no, we got to know why you have all this money. And yeah, you know, so it's just, it has so many advantages. You can take as much as you want anywhere. Nobody knows that you have it.
Well, therefore, it's obviously for criminals.
Yes. Well, cash is for criminals. Gold is for criminals. A lot of things are for criminals. I mean, so it's not anything. It's a wonderful form of commerce that.
I mean, even in jails, there's markets. I mean,
sure,
cigarettes. That's the base unit of a currency.
Like, you know, I was only in jail for 2 days, but some dude was showing me like his store, and like you can buy stuff for stamps. Yeah, he was like,
tell us about the stamp market in jail.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. Like, there's this Muslim guy. He was a dock worker. He ended up getting. So he was in jail because he...
This was here in Keene?
No, this was in Virginia.
Okay. Virginia.
So he refused to pay child support because his son was 22, even though the judge ordered him to. He said, well, I'm not paying because my son's grown up, and I paid for, you know, I don't know, over a decade.
But he was probably in college, so that's where he was having to continue to pay. But go ahead.
I think so, yeah. And so the guy, to support himself, he's like, well, you know, I lost my job. I'm in jail for, I don't know, 6 months or whatever. So he basically, he would buy things at their little store. And then they have something called indigent packages. So people with no money, they get, like, I don't know, a couple, you know, envelopes with stamps on them. And basically he would sell them, I don't know, ramen noodles and whatever nonsense. And then he would take those envelopes, he'd mail them to his wife. His wife would go cash them at the postal service. So he basically figured out a little, you know, economy.
Yes. I mean, so you think about it. You sell a 25-cent brick of ramen noodles for a forever stamp, which is 49 cents. And so that's profit. Everyone's benefiting. So I think that's a marvelous idea. I always love the solutions that the free market comes up with.
Well, it's not the free market, but it's a market operating in restricted conditions, and markets are very resilient,
yes,
even in restricted conditions. So, you know, it's the news, though, really, that I think is making people think Bitcoin is for criminality. If all the news reports on about Bitcoin is the takedown of Silk Road and the other underground marketplaces, and then, you know, mentioning ISIS ostensibly using Bitcoin, if these are the headlines about Bitcoin, and they're not the only headlines. There are some that are more like financial oriented, but like as far as the major news is concerned, if it always has to do with criminal people getting brought up on criminal charges, then you can understand why people would think that. But as FEE.org points out, those people are wrong. To date, the black market transactions that trouble these economists and others have been quite limited. Consider the Silk Road, the premier Bitcoin for drugs website in operation from February 2011 through October of 2013. The best available evidence suggests there were roughly $1.2 million worth of transactions made on the Silk Road each month. More recent estimates put the figure at roughly $4.7 million per month. That modest figure hardly made Silk Road the Amazon of drugs, as Gawker once claimed. Amazon averaged roughly $6,204 million per month. So
that's a $600 billion.
Yeah, it's a lot of transactions.
Million, billion, trillion.
Yeah. Per month in 2013, that's more than 370 times the highest monthly transaction volume estimated for the Silk Road. Silk Road was not even the Etsy of drugs. Etsy with $112 million per month. Let's continue here and talk about what Bitcoin is really used for. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, and we should probably explain what Bitcoin is. It's an amazing decentralized currency not issued by any government or any bank. We can continue, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. If you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like, support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Join us right here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join the conversation, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. At Skype, username LRN.FM. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Is Bitcoin only for crooks and cheats, as some of the mainstream media and certainly the old money bankers would like you to believe? Bitcoin, this amazing technology that was released to the world by Satoshi Nakamoto, which no one knows who that is, back in the year 2009, has now been with us for about 6 years and has become arguably the world's most important currency, the world's most valuable currency, currently valued at around $330 US per Bitcoin, the Bitcoin can be divided down 8 decimal points. So if you want to buy a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, that's no problem. You can do that. It's an amazing thing that has been accepted by companies all around the globe. Thousands of companies online, as large as Dell Computer, Overstock.com, Wikipedia, and even mom-and-pop companies like right here in Keene, New Hampshire. There's a place, a few places on Main Street.
Corner News.
Corner News, a little newsstand kind of store.
When I was 101 thrift stores, I actually paid for like something with Bitcoin.
Yep, as have I. And also there's even a hair salon here in town too. So from mom-and-pop businesses all the way on up to mega corporations are taking Bitcoin. But yet somehow it's still tarnished with this idea of... that it's somehow for bad people. Now, James, I know you wanted to mention something about efficiency, and I'm not sure which area it was in.
Yeah, so, I view it as, like, Bitcoin is so much more efficient. When you cut out middlemen in a market, to me, the market operates more efficiently. So Bitcoin cuts out banks. It cuts out all these money transmitters. And
cuts out governments, too.
And even in the quote-unquote drug market, every time you can cut out a middleman, so there's, like, I don't know how many distribution channels there are if you buy on the street, but it's probably more than if you buy online. So it's like you can get it cheaper, it's safer, it's so much more efficient. Like Bitcoin is efficient in every. It beats all the existing technologies.
I remember when Bitcoin was getting so I first came aware of Bitcoin like in 2010, and it was like, oh, this is a beautiful math paper. Ha ha, it's really cute, but it'll never take off. I didn't buy any because I'm like, well, okay, the thing is the math without the infrastructure, the Bitcoin ATMs, the people willing to mine, the stores willing to accept the stuff. I didn't quite put it together. It was an interesting math problem to me. But back then, I remember a lot of people were very hesitant. They said, we want this to have a legitimate name. It's starting to be associated with the Silk Road or the illegal drug market. And the same thing happened with Tor. When Tor was getting off the ground, people were like, well, this could be used by bad people to do bad things, and we need to focus on all the good things, the non-evil, nefarious things that this thing can be used for. And the same was said for cryptography. I remember back in the mid-90s, we were arguing big time about whether or not citizens should be allowed to have cryptography, this encryption, privacy, period.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument that the FBI back in the mid-90s made was, well, if we allow private citizens to have cryptography, imagine a ticking time bomb scenario where the code the to stop the bomb is encrypted and we can't get to it because it's all encrypted. I'm like, well, that's kind of silly because cryptography is mathematics, and you can't ban mathematics.
Try.
And so the same is true with Bitcoin. All Bitcoin is mathematics.
It's
and computer code.
It's
right.
It's someone wrote some words.
Yes. And, we all agree by consensus what those codes are. And so if you have your key, I agree that you can spend whatever Bitcoins are in your account, and it's a public ledger, and they are semi-traceable.
Mm-hmm.
But... it has of course, Bitcoin can be used for illegal things, but it can also be used for legal things.
And so can cash.
And so can cash, but we don't ban cash. But you can actually see that with the government. They're trying to ban cash. It's like it starts out, well, we're only going to make you report $10,000 or more, and then it'll be $3,000, and then $1,000. And then if you have a money order, you have to have a photo ID. And then if you go into a bank, you have to get a
thumbprint. It's gotten more restrictive, for sure. They definitely want to push people towards non-cash methods. But Bitcoin's there, and it's there to stay. That code exists, and it's not going anywhere. The network, the Bitcoin network, is thousands of computers all around the globe, linked together, and cannot be stopped, which is one of the frustrations, I'm sure, for many people in the government and the old money banking systems. But let me get back into the story here from a Foundation for Economic Education, looking at the question of, well, is all Bitcoin transactions or the majority of them for things that are illegal? And they're saying here the Silk Road, of course, is dwarfed by Amazon or even Etsy. One might counter that the volume of transactions on the Silk Road was low because so few people were using Bitcoin at the time. But the volume of transactions on the Silk Road was also small relative to the total volume of transactions conducted in Bitcoin. The monthly transactions volume for the entire Bitcoin system averaged just under $16 billion from February 2011 through October of 2013. That was the time frame that the Silk Road operated. That means that the Silk Road transactions were responsible for a measly 0.03%.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Of all transactions conducted in Bitcoin. In other words, it was not just that few people were using Bitcoin, but that of those who did, few were buying and selling illegal substances on the Silk Road. And at that time, the Silk Road was really all there was. It really wasn't. There was, during its initial run, there was one competitor that cropped up called Atlantis, and they kind of went away relatively quickly. There weren't really any other noteworthy players in the underground marketplace. So 0.03% of all transactions conducted in Bitcoin were done on the Silk Road during its entire reign, if you will. So that's nothing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at cash. Like, you look at, like, the currency transaction report. So if you walk into a bank with $10,000 more in cash, the bank, that's not illegal. The bank will say, okie dokie. They'll take your social security number. They'll fill out a currency transaction report and report you to the IRS. And you know what? The IRS will take that form and ignore it because there's over 16 million of those forms filed on every year. Every year. 99.97-ish% are on innocent, law-abiding people who are just doing things like the CEO is buying his mistress a Lexus and he's paying $50,000 cash because he doesn't want his wife to find out that he's cheating on her. And so, I mean, it could be, you could say that's unethical, but it's not illegal, you know, and so, or even wrong for that matter. I mean, that's a question for an individual to determine. But cash and Bitcoin, I think, yeah, the overwhelming majority. Same thing with Tor. When I was looking at most of the stuff I would look at the exit node, it wasn't bombs or child porn. I never saw anything that gave me any alarm. It was actually mostly very boring, like cars for sale or Arabic language websites, but I didn't see anything that said, oh my God, these people who are looking at this through my computer are evil. And that goes back to my belief that most humans are fundamentally decent.
I think all the evidence shows that, because otherwise we'd have all kinds of violence and craziness, and we don't have that.
Right.
What about terrorism, though, asks FEE.org. The U.S. Treasury Department itself has found no evidence of Bitcoin's widespread use in funding terrorism. Now, that really shouldn't come as a surprise. Terrorist groups have much more convenient ways to secure funding outside of the legitimate banking channels.
PayPal.
Moreover, to the extent that terrorists are located in developing regions, they would encounter the same hurdles to adopting Bitcoin that others in developing countries face. And those hurdles mean if you don't have internet, you don't have Bitcoin. You know, it can be very, very difficult to use Bitcoin in a place with no internet. Now, to be fair, in some countries in Africa, there's a mobile phone provider that is actually allowing people to send and receive Bitcoin with a standard dumb phone, you know, like the old flip phones that we used to have a whole lot of here in the U.S. They've got a lot of those in some parts of Africa, and there is a method of using those to send and receive Bitcoin. But for the most part, you know, the typical day-to-day use of Bitcoin to buy and sell things is relatively hard to do in a place that has no internet access. And, you know, the caves of Afghanistan, for instance, are not going to be a real Bitcoin hotspot. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. More about the bad people using Bitcoin coming up here, and you can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free number. We also have Skype. Skype on in here to the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Moments remain, but there's just enough time for your call and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So you
you got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and join us here in the remaining moments. Is Bitcoin only for criminals? Well, the numbers show not even close. 0.03% of all Bitcoin transactions between February of 2011 and October of 2013, the time when the Silk Road was very, very popular, was only 0.03% of all transactions were done in were done on the Silk Road. So almost nobody in comparison to the full Bitcoin marketplace, which is, buying and selling all kinds of different things all around the world. And there's also no evidence, really, that terrorism is being funded by Bitcoin. In fact, the U.S. Treasury Department itself has found no evidence of that, according to FEE.org, or at least no evidence of widespread use in funding terrorism. We can continue with that, but your calls and thoughts can come first here. Let's go to Tom, listening in Baltimore. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian James and TJ the Spy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Great show tonight.
Thanks.
I like the math guy. You notice the show has had a real kind of intense, serious tone, although informative and light at the same time. So I've been kind of glued to it. I hope you have him on again.
We will.
Great. I wanted to ask him about the investigation relative to Tor. I'm very curious about what seems to be a rather unholy, if not completely illegal, relationship between the FBI and the university, who apparently was given quite a bit of money for their efforts, correct?
We really don't know, because that's the thing. I hate to speculate. Like, I try and consider myself part journalist. And so all we know is, you know, I have a PACER account, public access to court electronic records, where all the federal dockets come in, and I read the various, like, Vice News and Motherboard. But I do know that the FBI, in one of their affidavits in support of probable cause, said, we have worked with academic researchers to help unmask various Tor users, but they didn't elaborate too much more. And the defense counsel is motioning for discovery to try and find out.
But wait, where'd the $1 million thing come from?
That has been reported on Vice News. And
so the claim was that they paid, the FBI paid Carnegie Mellon's university $1 million
like
for this research.
Like, the thing is, the allegation, it's Carnegie Mellon. And if I could read between the lines, being a former government employee, I would probably say that maybe the FBI gave $1 million as a research project to help, you know, discover vulnerabilities, and maybe that is a way to help, you know. That's the thing, is we don't really know why, how, and we'll have to wait until this comes out a little bit clear. Right now, we're just finding, this is like less than a month old, and it's just a lot of speculation right now.
Yeah, it doesn't sound to me as though they entered into that relationship with clean hands.
Of course not. It's the FBI.
And well, in that regard, if they were actually conspiring with the university in order to meet a specific end, and they're concealing that, and this great amount of money was exchanged, they would actually, I would interpret that to be a violation of the RICO Act and several other laws.
This wouldn't be the first time. I mean, so like one of the things the Snowden documents revealed was parallel construction from the DEA. And so, for example, the NSA, one of their missions is counter-narcotics. We intercept communications from drug lords all throughout South America.
Please stop saying we. You don't work for them anymore.
Well,
right?
Okay. Hypothetically, the agency that I used to work for would do that. And then you pass the information on to the DEA, and the DEA would say to the state trooper, look for the red Toyota with license plate 428.
Now, that was illegal, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's illegal. That's, of course, because you're in the state.
Highly illegal. In fact, were you complicit in that? Did you realize what you were doing?
The thing is, when I did counter-narcotics, mine was strictly technical. They said, you know, here's this, find that, and, you know, decrypt it. So all I had was some ones and zeros, and they said, what does it say? And I was like, okay. So, you know, the thing is, obviously, we're told you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. But if somebody does it and I don't know about it, well, I can't. I mean, like, I could say at the time I had my really strong suspicions. I'm like, well, the only thing keeping the government from breaking the law is their word they won't break the law.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out real well.
And generally, there's just so much incentive. So a lot of DEA agents, you have to look at it from their perspective. If you're a DEA agent and you want to get that promotion, how do you get promoted? You got to make cases. And how do you make cases? You get a bus. And so there's this great source, this oracle of information called the NSA that's saying, hey, there's going to be a major 5 keys of cocaine. It's going to be traveling by this Toyota Tacoma pickup. Pull it over, find a reason to pull it over, and then invent a reason later.
Mm-hmm.
And if the guy takes a plea deal, great, because then you never have to reveal the fact that that whole discovery was tainted.
Yeah.
And that's actually been a little interesting. So sometimes the U.S. attorney will be like, well, this anonymous informant, who was it? And the DEA agent says, I can't really say, well, I got to know who it is. And then the U.S. attorney finds out, they're like, well, if this guy doesn't take a plea deal, we're going to have to drop the case.
Yeah, case
because I can't go before a federal judge and lie and violate Brady versus Maryland and not disclose that this information was illegally obtained with a FISA warrant.
So this is good reason to never take a plea deal and to actually look at the evidence against you whenever they charge you.
Well, I can tell you that if you always take the plea deal, a lot of these things that the government does, they get uncovered when a person doesn't take the plea deal and then they have to fess up about what they did. And so,
Tom, any other thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, let me just throw in that anytime you find yourself in a federal court, the deck is very much stacked against you.
Right down to
if you even go to trial, your lawyer is not even going to be able to properly instruct the jury. I've seen that happen so many times that it makes for such an unlevel playing field among many of the other criminal violations that are occurring. Let's face it, they're not that good that they have a near 100% conviction rate. It's not that high. I think it's around 95, but that's still outrageous. They're not that good, and we're not that criminal as a society. They're actually breaking the law. That's a system that really needs to be reformed from the top down.
And I don't blame anyone for taking a plea, especially in the federal system, because they do, you know, nail you to the wall if you don't take the plea deal, and then you get found guilty in court. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Nathan. He's in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan. You're on with Ian James and TJ the Spy.
Hey, guys. I wanted to give a ditto with the last caller that I really love TJ the Spy on today. He seems like a real nerd, but, you know, the good kind, the one who knows a lot.
Well, I was a mathematician for the three-letter agents. In fact, I gave Ian as a gift mug. It's from the NSA gift shop. It is an official National Security Agency mug. I'll give it to Ian so he can actually show it to the webcam there. And you can actually get those from the NSA gift shop right off at 9800 Savage.
You have to work there, right? These aren't available to the public.
They've actually started selling. I've looked, and they're selling them at you go just go to 9800 Savage Road, Fort Meade, Maryland 20755. Turn left at the VCP1 control gate and pass the across the memorial for all the crash planes. Go to the Cryptographic Museum, and they're selling them right there. So you can actually get one now.
All right, Nathan. So you like TJ? What else? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think a TJ the Spy geek site or Facebook page or something would be great. I actually searched TJ the Spy on Facebook.
He is not on Facebook.
I am not on Facebook because
as any self-respecting spy would not be on Facebook. Right? Thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. But I'm sure he appreciates the suggestion and the appreciation. So
maybe
we'll figure out some way for you to get the word out. This is really your first kind of foray into broadcast.
Yeah, I've usually eschewed the limelight because, again, as a spy, one of your powers comes, nobody knows what you're really up to. Like, if I were to walk into City Hall and say, hey, I want a job as a parking enforcer, they don't know that I'm not a statist, so I could pretend to be like them and get into their holds. Well, not now, because I've been on your show, but, you know, that's one of your powers. You kind of, you get very uncomfortable in the limelight. You're supposed to be quiet, like boring. They always stress, be very boring. Don't attract attention. That's drilled into you from day one when you start work.
So a little bit more here from the Foundation for Economic Education. We were looking at how few, what small percentage of Bitcoin transactions are used on, like, criminal kind of websites. Very, very small amount. 0.03% of Bitcoin transactions were done on the Silk Road for a couple of years there. And here's a little bit more. What is Bitcoin being used for? Well, he goes through a laundry list of all kinds of products and services that are legal that are being purchased with Bitcoin. And then he points out that it's not basically for criminals. It's barely for criminals. In fact, it resembles ordinary cash, that is, Federal Reserve notes. As a matter of fact, the case is probably stronger for eliminating cash than Bitcoin. Harvard economist Ken Rogoff has claimed that more than half of all cash in circulation is used to hide transactions from tax or law enforcement authorities. More formal estimates by Edgar Faye suggest roughly 48% of cash held by the public is employed in the domestic underground economy. So, cash far more likely than Bitcoin to be used for so-called illegal purposes. We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online between now and then. In the meantime, it is Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.